those special teams has been a high point here for Maddox tonight.
Fourth down and 18 to go. Ryan Ruskin's punt. A lot of air, not much beyond that. It's brought into the 30-yard line. Number 23, Bailey Iden is there to meet him as well. For no gain on the return. First and 10 from Novell at their own 30-yard line.
Sprague there returns it a little bit for Novell. Apparently, Jane will go for fair catches ever because he was a sitting duck there when he caught that football and took a licking again from the Bad Axe special teams.
And another drive for Bad Axe ends in a punt. As we need to check our records here to see how far back and before a drive has resulted in anything but a punt for Bad Axe. 48 seconds left in the third quarter, so 27-0 Novell leads the Hatchets. First and 10, Novell is on offense, working off the left hash, right to left across your way. Get two, one wide to the left, trips to the right, and that looks like a taller man, number 7, Tate Hossback. Is in a quarterback. He's going to keep it for himself around the right end. Has room to run. Has the first down. Still on the speed of the 45. Across midfield and dragging the defender all the way to the Bad Axe 47-yard line. That is good enough for a 23-yard gain. And finally brought down by Ryan Rayner in Bad Axe territory.
That's the actually the first run of the day for Tate Hossback that hasn't ended up being a touchdown, Clark. I don't know if you know.
That's true. That is very true.
But again, another huge gain. So, again, as much as we like Jacob Lumley, a quarterback, Tate Hossback has shown a lot of athleticism at the quarterback position for his size. And shows a little bit of speed, too. He obviously reads the defense very well. And he had good success running the football from that spread offense. And again, the quarterback read option. He puts the ball in the arms of his running back. And when he sees an opening, he takes it back and hits that hole. And it's been working very well for him.
The officials are still discussing a few things as they haven't even moved the chains yet.
Having a conversation with the Novell coaching staff.
And now they're starting to move. The down marker is at the 50-yard line. As we hear from the officials. Well, if I were on air, I'd have some choice words for the obvious choice of that. First and 10 for Novell from midfield.
Not a Captain Obvious moment there, was it?
Well, now Sherlock Holmes is an amazing man, though. Osprey on the carry, keeper, spins down a tackle at the 48-yard line, brought down to the 45-yard line for a 5-yard gain. He keeps the clock moving at 19 seconds left in this third quarter, still 27-0.
McLeod does a nice job there making the tackle. Hossback, though, showing some of his strength as he sheds a Ryan Halewski probable tackler. Novell hustling to the line of scrimmage, but 3-2-1, and that's the end of the quarter.
The end of the third quarter finds Novell out by 27 points, 27-0 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. On the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
The fourth quarter with the Novell Catholic Central Panthers on offense and breaking free on a second and 5 all the way down to the 22-yard line, the start of the 45, a 20-yard gain for those number number 33, Alexander Robel, now used to running back duties in this fourth quarter, moves the chains very quickly for Novell, first and 10, right in the edge of the red zone, brought down by McVay.
And get a quick handoff, this time out of the shotgun, he gets it to Robel, the first man behind him, and Robel hits the whole run, and it gets a big gain on his first carry of the evening.
One wide each way. Osbeck is under center. Two men behind him is a handoff to Kalinowski, right through the middle, down to the 10-yard line to the 5. He's in the end, a touchdown, second to Bell, but we have a flag in the backfield right at the original line of scrimmage of the 25-yard line, so this one might be being called back. Going to look at that foul, don't look at that touchdown.
Yeah, Osbeck with his hands on his hips, he knows what's coming.
As initial indication shows, a hold against Sammy Novell from the spot of foul, so push him back to the 25 to the 35-yard line, and a first and 20.
He takes a long touchdown run and turned into a 10-yard run on the run. Over the 10 yards from the spot of foul, he's over the floor with still first down.
So first down, 20 yards to go from the 35-yard line. Maddox gets a break. They can lose in the first half.
Absolutely. But Maddox, they have a couple opportunities to make some things happen. Just let it slip through the fingertips. And now they get another one here to bring it up first and long now for Novell.
First and 20, one receiver wide. Way Hossback is under center. Two men in the backfield. And Hossback gets it out to the second man. Coming around with the tailback is number 21, Tyler Sprague, down to the 21-yard line. Forced out of bounds by Ben McVay on the near sideline. That is going to be a gain of 14 yards on the play. Now he's up a second down in manageable, 6 yards to go. First down markers at the Maddox 15-yard line.
Yeah, first time with the triple option tonight as Hossback fakes the handoff to the fullback, diving up the middle. Didn't like what he saw, so rolled out to his right. And when the linebacker at Maddox stepped up, he pitched the ball to his right, and the running back took it upfield when McVay and Borkowski were there to force him out, but not after he got a big gain.
Same formation, working off the right hash at the 21-yard line of Maddox. Hossback under center. It's a snap, looking for a quick pass out to the near sideline to number 4. Falls incomplete. Pass in the center for Peter Snyder, wide receiver, 6'3", 162-pound junior. Incomplete, now third down, 6 yards to go.
Yeah, you gotta like that. So that's actually a pro quarterback throw to a car. Anytime the wide receiver is covered, you know you can throw it to that back shoulder, and that's exactly where he threw it, right off the shoulder pad. The receiver not able to haul it in. Keep in mind, a huge size advantage, 6'3", with Snyder to just 5'7", Wainer. So an opportunity there missed for Novell.
Still same formation, same position. At the 21-yard line, a handoff around the left end to Tyler Sprague. He has the first down inside the 10, down to about the 6-yard line. And that's the move of the chains, a 15-yard gain, brought down by number 62, Wyatt Humphrey Phillips. On Bannex, first and goal for the Panthers.
A power eye formation as the fullback and the guard pull to the left side. They create a barricade for the running back Sprague to just fire off the left end. He goes up and gets down by the side. Sideline until a bad X defensive back can haul him down, but they made first and 20 disappear real quick.
Osbeck under center, receiver wide each way. And off to the tailback, number 21, Sprague going around the right side of the near sideline, inside the 5, trying to lunge forward that pylon to stop short at the 2-yard line. Ben McVay with the force out, saving the touchdown for Maddox at 10:04 dry stops. Second down, goal to go from the 2-yard line.
Yeah, it saves a touchdown for now. That Sprague showing a lot of speed when he gets the ball and gets going. He gets to the sideline quickly and turns it upfield. The play that looked like was going to go for no gain, he almost turns into a touchdown down at the 1-yard line. McVay forces him out.
Spot up. It was at the 1-yard line, working just off the right hash. Hossback under center. Hossback hands it off to Sprague, wide open hole in the middle of the line, and Sprague is in untouched for the score. Touchdown, Sagan Novell makes it 33-0 with 10:01 left in the fourth quarter, leading the Bad Axe Hatchers 33.